Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what is going on, family? Listen, thanks again for hanging out with me for I Won't Stop Until I Win. And as you already know, before I start every single episode, I always like to take a few moments and give God some thanks because I believe that without him, none of this will be possible. So I just pray that somebody that's out there that's listening is inspired, motivated, and encouraged to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name. But thanks again. Listen, guys, you know that every time I bring on a guest to the show, it's nothing but the fire. And this week is no different. Today's guest is one of the most powerful female speakers of our generation and in business. And as an online, as an on-camera celebrity TV host who has sold more than $2.5 billion. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to go ahead and share her secrets on the art of communication, clarity, and confidence. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my very good friend and global rock star, Forbes Riley. What is going on, sweetie?
The crowd goes wild. I am good. Good introduction. Very happy to be here. I admire you. I've been a friend of you and your wife's for a long time. And finally, we get to have this much overdue conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny because, you know, a lot of times I speak to people as we both were the speakers, we speak all over the place. And one of the questions I get, and I don't know if you remember this, but I get that you see it on my shirt, Mindset Disruptor. Everybody's like, how'd you come up with that? And, you know, I'm always a fan of giving credit when credit is due. So I'm always like, man, you won't even believe. I was at a marketing event, branding event with one of my good friends, Forbes Riley. And we were just kind of brainstorming. And she was like, you know what? You're a mindset disruptor. You disrupt people's minds. I was like, you know what, Forbes? I like that. And I like you too. So thank you. I always got to give you credit. I speak about you a lot. You know, whenever that topic comes up, I always give you credit. So I appreciate you.
You know, it's funny. Craig Shaw does the same thing. He's lifestyle luxury specialist. And that came out of that same workshop. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, we all have certain downloads and certain things and certain obstacles. And, you know, I know that you believe the way you are is so that people take notice. You're undeniable when you're in a room, your attitude, your energy, in spite of obstacles. I have my own download about how I shift people's mindset and disrupting because of who I am, how I look, how much energy I have for my age and what I've achieved. And I will tell you, what I love about you is the need to keep going. People always ask me this question, you know, what drives you? I'm like, you know, energy, life, the fact that we're still here, the fact that there's people to help and messages to be told. And if you're chosen to be a messenger, you don't have a choice.
That's right. That's right.
I wake up thinking I don't have a choice. My beautiful man is like, oh, my, you know, you're all working. I'm like, it's not work. It's my life.
That's right. That's right. And I love that because, and I mean, when I met you, the energy was on 100, you know, every time I see you, you're on 100. And, you know, people, and I'm like that too, but people look at people like you and I, and they're like, man, how do they do it? So how do you do it? Like, I know you said that, you know, life and all of that, but how do you, cause you're human, right? You're not a robot. You know, I know you have your down days just like I do. So how do you navigate through that?
Well, I'll tell you what, Les Brown, our dear friend, said two most important days in your life, the day you're born, the day you figure out why you're born. I've always loved waking up and life. Now, there are some days that are, last night, in fact, I've been traveling a lot. I actually missed my last meeting because I was so tired, went to sleep and cuddled up into the covers and watched a little TV. But when I'm working, when I'm on, when I'm in front of people, I've always felt an obligation to be the spark plug. And it's been that way since I was a kid. You know, I was doing acting very, very early in my life. And one of the criticisms that I got was that I was too presentational. And that's probably a good thing. I still love to act, but I am a presenter. I am a performer. When I'm in front of the camera, I don't mind looking right down the barrel of a camera and know that I'm talking to somebody. And that has resulted in an enormous amount of money and sales. And people go, how do you do that? Well, I mastered the art of pitching. And that is a God-given talent. Just like you got a three-year-old who can play Mozart or a young girl who can sing opera. Body by Jake is the one who found me back in 1991. I walked into an audition in a studio. There was a pen sitting on the desk. And it said, sell me this pen and a camera. And I thought, that's a joke. I hate sales. I don't like being sold. I don't like car dealerships and clothing stores. And I said, right to the camera, I said, it's a funny thing about pens. See, when I was in college, I got there when I was very young. I was 16 years old. I graduated high school a year early. And my mom used to write me all these longhand notes in pen. And I'd rush to the mailbox and read them and felt a sense of love every morning. And so I realized a pen like this can reach out and touch somebody's heart. Well, Jake of Body by Jake came out of the dark, grabbed my face and said, "You're going to make me a lot of money." Like, what do you mean? And that's truly a true story. And for the next 5 years of my life, I helped create the concept of selling fitness products on television. There was no QVC or HSN. Infomercials had just basically began. And I created, wrote, and demonstrated the pitches for 1,500 different fitness products. And that's how we launched the whole world. In fact, if you give me sharing rights, I'll show you a little something. It's kind of a kick. I love having the visual medium as well on a podcast like this. And obviously, if you're just listening to our voices, you can't see this. But if you can see the two of us, I took to YouTube many years ago. I didn't quite use it right. For me, YouTube is a little bit more of a storage container than a real channel. But there's videos dating back to when I was a guest on the $20,000 pyramid.
Oh, wow.
And I know, right? And it's fun to show these things. But this is what came out of that.
Total fitness, total convenience, 24 hours a day. Now get ready for the latest in sports, fashion, and exercise gear on Fitness Plus.
Hi, I'm Forbes Riley, and today we've got a great product for you. Take a look at this.
Hi, I'm Forbes Riley, and backed by popular demand, the best way to develop rock-hard abdominals.
Hi, I'm Forbes Riley, and welcome to Fitness Plus. Now, if you want to burn calories and tune your whole body, all in the comfort and privacy of your own home.
So I'm feeling my thighs work. I love them.
The pads close against the flywheel.
Hi, I'm Forbes Riley, and welcome to Fitness Plus. Today, we're introducing you to the most diversified, balanced, and personally designed workout for the 90s.
Hi, I'm Forbes Riley.
So when you now, when I tell the story is one thing, but for you to see all the products and all the pitches that I wrote before I knew what pitching really was, I just have this instinct, and every single one of those and 1,500 products all launched because of how I pitched them. And everybody, there's the smile guy and the slam man and the bread man, and you know, everybody came on our show. And that led to the first 35 infomercials ever shot that I hosted. I hosted 194 of them. And so partly just about being in the right place at the right time with a really odd skill that my acting teacher in high school thought was a detriment turned out to be my entire career. Go figure.
Yeah, that's incredible. And let me tell you, you don't look that much different. How long ago was that?
35 years ago.
Wow, you don't really look that much different.
I know, isn't that crazy?
I know,
I look at that going, yeah, you're still looking pretty good there, girl.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I was in my early, late 20s, early 30s. And so I just turned 61.
61?
I know, right?
My goodness. Josh, you're lucky, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, actually, I don't know the last time we spoke to you. It could be 2 years ago. So Joshua Self, my fiance and lovely, wonderful man, who may pop in here. Josh, come here. Joshua, come here. Come real, just real quick. I want you. He was in a horrible car accident January 2nd. Did you know that?
I saw something.
He was on a motorcycle. Remember, Jose, come just for one quick second. We're doing a podcast.
Yes, I remember Jose.
Come say hi. Hi. So he was in a wheelchair for 6 months, lost most of his muscle tone.
I saw that.
And what'd you do to get back in shape, baby?
Hey, I didn't give up. I went back to the gym and got my body back, and I'm ready for Mr. Olympia.
He's got 2 months to go. Let me see a bicep.
Oh, babe.
Come on.
Which arm?
I see all of that. That's what's up, man. Dude is looking good, man.
Thanks. How you awesome. Doing?
I'm doing great, man. And I'm even greater now that I get to hang out with you guys for a little bit, man. You guys look phenomenal. I know we follow each other, but you guys are looking great, man. You guys are making each other glow. That's what's up, man. Beautiful.
Well, thanks, man. Well, it's nice seeing you.
You too, man.
Now your lips are bright.
Awesome. Mr. Olympia right there, baby. You seeing it right here.
Well, I will tell you, and I know you know this better than anyone, but he woke up last June of 2020, still walking with a crutch, shattered his ankle and a little bit of his body. Luckily, he did not end up. I mean, he flipped over a car and was out. He doesn't remember anything. Surgery, ICU, it was bad. It was really bad. But he has his health. You know, he still walks a little bit of a limp, but he made a very firm decision. He stood there with his little crutch thing and he said, "Take a picture of me." I'm like, "Okay." And he said, "I'm going to be Mr. Olympia next year. I'm going to have one more competition." I'm like, "I know what that takes." And so to watch him as a vegetarian, my friend,
wow,
build that back with his system of working out and his level of dedication is phenomenal. you know, sometimes it's cool if you're doing it, but to watch it close up has been exhilarating. And my fingers are crossed that he wins, and no matter what, he is in the best shape of his life, and he fought for it every day.
That's awesome. Well, I'm telling you, he has the right partner, because, you know, with you by his side, being able to motivate him and keep that energy level high, man, that's what you need to have a successful relationship. So you guys are definitely doing it. Kudos to you guys. You guys look great together too, by the way.
Thank you. I'm very grateful that all of this worked out the way it did. I don't know how you just meet that one person and it's right. But I will tell you too, we re-up this every day. Every day we say each other how much we love each other and how much we're dedicated. And like, you don't have to worry because I'm going to be here for the rest of your life. And we do this every single night. And it's kind of funny. It's reassuring. It's lovely.
I like the fact that you said that you re-up this every day. That's super huge and important for any of you guys that are listening out there that's in a relationship. You got to re-up that love and that passion and that energy every single day to sustain your relationship. I like the way you said that. That's beautiful.
Well, because we're both tempted, you know, look at Joshua, right? And so for him to let me know that I'm safe, there's an interesting thing about being safe that I love you, like your wife does. It doesn't matter what you're going through. I'm yours. I'm dedicating my life to you as though it's a calling. So beautiful people can text going, hey, send me a picture of you. And it's like, you know what, baby, I'm not interested. Thank you very much. But I'm in love. Yeah. And love is work. I didn't know that as much as I do now. And love is uplifting the other person when they don't feel so good. That's and right. being by right. their side and doing things that you wouldn't normally do. It's wonderful. That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to share this with you real quick too, because my wife and I just finished writing a book on marriage, a marriage book. We just celebrated 14 years of marriage. We've been together for 18 years. And, you know, when we first got together, she used to tell me, you know, because I used to ask her, I was like insecure a little bit still. And I'll be like, well, what do you like about me? What do you love about me? And she always would say that I made her feel secure. And in my mind, I'm thinking secure. I'm in a wheelchair. I can't fight anybody or physically protect you. But in my mind, I had the totally wrong image of what security looked like in her head. And she mentioned the same thing you did. Like, she was secure that I loved her, that I wasn't going to be cheating on her, that I wasn't going to be unfaithful or out there. And the fact that I was still working, I come from a corporate America background. So I met her at a job. So she knows I was working. And the fact that I can provide for her and our family is what gave her that sense of security and also that love. So that's huge right there that you mentioned that. But now let me ask you this. For those that are watching, right, and they may have, because I know you said that sales isn't pitching, right?
No, it's not. Got nothing to do with it. Pitching is about getting a yes.
You know, I saw that. And I love that concept of getting a yes, because once you get the yes, then the sale comes right after. Absolutely. So for those that are watching, And they're wanting to like get their product on point to be able to sell maybe something not as close to 2 billion, maybe, right? Who knows? Maybe there's somebody out there that'll surpass that, but you're the queen of it. What can you tell that person that's watching right now? Like, give them some tips on how to do, like what you did with the pen. What are some strategies or some tips people can get right now practically from you?
Okay, so number one, I'm gonna give your audience a free gift. On Sundays for 2 hours, every Sunday since the middle of June, I teach this live on Zoom. I charge $19, or I make it as a gift for free. If you go to www.askforbesriley, and I've had as little as 30 people, as many as 300 on a call, and I will literally pick on people and then teach for 2 hours. It's a masterclass. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of that level of training. But 4,000 people go through that in a year. So a couple of the top tips. Number one, stop telling people what they need. You know, you get very excited about this. You know, you need this book on marriage because you need to. No, we don't need anything. You and your wife never bought anything because you needed it. You bought it because you wanted it. And so to become an expert pitcher, you got to create a want in someone else. And then they easily like, all right. So for example, you know, I have got a fitness product, right? My handheld fitness product. Now I can tell you all that it is and all that it does, or I can just go, everybody raise your arm right here. Touch the bottom of your arm. Is it nice and hard or is it flabby? I'll tell you what, you give me 5 minutes doing this. You simply wind it up like this, sitting at your Zoom desk, and see this arm is 61 years old and it's super hard like that. This is what does that. Jose, do you have a sense that you want this?
Yeah.
Right. I didn't tell you needed it, but now you want it. Now you're going to go, well, how do I get it? And I'm just going to tell you, give you the website and you're going to pay for it and boom.
Absolutely.
That is what you want to do all the time. Now, what happens with a lot of products and people, you get so excited. Oh my God, look, I just found this new company. You got that. And they start yakking at you and you kind of shut down and don't know why you want it. So that want versus need, but I'll tell you what, just hearing the words I'm telling you now isn't enough. It's essential that you practice it, because, and essentially practice it with a coach, whether it's me or someone else, because you can't always hear what you're doing.
Yeah.
The second thing is, stop telling people, you know what, we're not sensitive to people's needs. So we pitch to a closed door all the time. Hey, Jose, how you doing? You know, let me tell you about this new thing that I'm doing. And you're like, Forbes, I'm in the middle of eating dinner with my family. Well, no, but let me just have a minute of your time. The door's not open. You're not receptive.
Yeah.
And you weren't even thinking about that. So if I walk in and go, hey, I got a great thing. I mean, I'm teaching these pitch classes. You're like, that's nice. Or I could say, hey, Jose, what are you up to? By the way, what are you up to right now?
Yeah.
No, seriously. You tell me what
you're asking me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right now I'm finishing up the book, wrapping that up, getting it edited, just doing photography, photo shoot.
So let me ask you a question about this. So you got the book. Did you spend any time asking your audience if they're ready for this kind of a book?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So you already set the stage, right?
Yep. Been building it up.
And then what is the pitch for the book?
The pitch for the book?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have a pitch for it.
Well, sure you do. You wrote it. You know what people, what they would want. Why would I want your book?
Well, we wrote the book. The title of it is called What Real Love Looks Like. How to have it all, even when you don't have it all.
Okay.
So it's basically for couples who, you know, are struggling. We know that many marriages are out there that are struggling. Couples are struggling with all different types of situations. And we wanted to use our experience to show people what real love looks like.
And by the way, you do have a pitch. That's why you wrote the book. So, hey, everybody, you know what? My wife and I have had certainly our ups and downs in marriage. We figured out some secrets. I'll tell you what, if you're struggling, if you've got an interesting issue and you can't overcome it, this book's got tried and true solutions that you might really use. Oh, wow. Well, I'm a couple that struggle. You hear how you pitched it.
Yeah, you got a yes.
And then the yes. And by the way, when you get three or four yeses, people go, okay, give it to me. And that's how easy it can be. Or you could say, you know, Forbes, this is an amazing book for people who are having a tough time in marriage. And you could tell me, and I'm like, no. But if you can relate to me,
that's good.
And people don't really think about that being an open door versus a closed door.
That's good.
And so even when you say, so here's another one, big tip. Somebody asks you, what do you do? What do you tell them?
I tell them, what don't I do?
Now I'm going to tell you that's not a good answer. I'll tell you why. Because the question itself isn't something that anybody cares about. It's kind of a polite moment. Hey, what do you do? Oh, I do so many things. I don't really care.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
The person who asks it really doesn't care until they hear what you can do for them.
Yeah.
So hearing a lot of things isn't that interesting. What could you say to get the average person to go, oh, I want to know more? It's basically a yes. So one more time, Jose, what do you do?
Well, that was a joke, first of all, when I tell people.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
But I normally tell people that I inspire people to learn more, do more, and become more.
Okay. Now, the problem with that is I don't know the context of how you learn more, do more. You didn't say as an entrepreneur, as a businessman, as a man. You got to give me one more little thing so that it becomes, remember, what can you do for me?
One more.
In fact, let me ask you that question. What can you do for me?
What I can do for you,
right?
Is I can show you as an entrepreneur how to learn more, do more, and become more as an entrepreneur. Add that little ending into it.
Well, I like the entrepreneur, but I would want one more ounce, one more sentence of depth. And I'll tell you what: if you do it that way, you will always get people really excited about you.
Okay.
So as an entrepreneur,
learn more, do more, and become more as an entrepreneur.
That's
okay,
nice.
So maybe we could say something like, I inspire people. I can inspire you to learn more, do more, and become more as an entrepreneur so that you can increase your revenue.
Actually, I think you're kind of missing the obvious. Hey guys, as an entrepreneur, I can teach you to learn more and do more, because I got to tell you, you're not stuck in a chair. I am. I'm not kidding. I figured out all kind of ways to have a happy, successful life. You can't even imagine what I've gone through. You have it easy. Let me show you how to really, all of a sudden it's like, oh, damn, now you got my attention.
Yeah. And that's right. Stating the obvious.
Right. Because if I can be this happy and this successful sitting in a chair, what are you waiting for? I got secrets that will blow your mind. You say that and all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, all right, I'm in. See how it's not quite as generic as what you were saying?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it has a massive impact.
And using what I already have. That's what I think that's important too. Some people miss using the resources that they already have right in front of them.
Well, I have also three words that I live by in my coaching. It's called research, leverage, and strategy. So most people don't research what they do. Oh, Forbes, you know what? In the fitness industry, like, I'm in the National Fitness Hall of Fame. You're going to tell me about the fitness industry? That's probably not a good way to start. So, and research, who else is in your space? Just because you came up with an idea, people walk up to me all the time with resistance band ideas. I'm like, been there, seen that. Didn't you do your homework? That's like been 18 times. Well, I didn't know that. Well, go on the internet and look. When you write a business plan, it's one of the things in the plan. Who's your competition? Oh, I don't have competition. Yes, you do. We all do. In fact, it's the only way that Burger King and McDonald's can be right across the street from each other. They did their research. One hamburger place lets you make it your way. The other place lets you do this. There's a differential. The second thing is to strategize, to take a moment. Remember, I'm a magician. I come from a dad I did magic tricks. So if I'm going to start doing a trick for you, I know how the trick ends before we start. You're going, oh, wow, that's so amazing. And I'm thinking, no, you're kind of an idiot. It's a trick. And I'm not kidding about that. So if we're in a conversation and I know how I want it to end. So for example, we started this podcast. I know what I want your audience to think. I want your audience to go, wow, I never heard of her before. That's exciting. I may want to study with her. At the very least, I got inspired and Jose and her are good friends. That's kind of cool. That's what I wanted. I think we're going to achieve that, right? Yep. Anything else is a bonus. And then leverage, which you and I do very well. We're leveraging each other's platform right now. In fact, I have created a class since I've seen you called OPP. Other people's platforms. Because one of the things that we all need is we need traffic. We need eyeballs. We need to build an email list. Well, how do you do that? There's a lot of people out there trying to sell you scams. I'm going to show you how you do it for free. You call Jose and go, hey, I got something really cool. Put me on your podcast. But when you do that, you have an audience and I'm leveraging your audience. Yeah. You can go on Facebook and say, oh my God, I got the $2.5 billion host and you're leveraging my celebrity. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very clever. It's why we hang out with certain celebrities and post those pictures to up the association.
Yeah.
You can leverage all kinds of things. And so leveraging your time and talent with other people's platforms, whether it's morning shows or radio shows or even Instagram, elevates everything around you. And I think that most people don't really realize that.
Yeah.
And so I've been teaching those skills that I've been using forever. And every successful person's already nailed those concepts.
Nice. Good stuff, man. I love it. So I know that you recently were putting a book together. You were part of a new book that came out. You have it?
Oh, baby, I'll tell you what. We have a whole new speed to market concept. Let me tell you something. Oh, my goodness. Actually, I got a bunch of books over here that all of a sudden I didn't. All of a sudden, I just went nuts. So one of those books is What Have You Forbes Lately? Do you know what Forbesing means? To manifest it, especially when no one else thinks it's possible. So this is a compilation book of my students, very excited by this, telling their stories of overcoming obstacles and being wildly successful. This book is chock full of my amazing students and pictures of us. And it's a beautiful book, very close to my heart. This one has come out. And then late one night, before I get to that one, it's funny, Jose, you mentioned in the very beginning that I talk about community, clarity, and confidence. So pitching and training with me is about you finding the clarity in what you do. We all do something. Well, I do everything. I don't care about everything. I want the one thing that you're great at, because there's so many of us that if you can isolate the one thing, and this has been hard for me because I was an actress and a TV host and a this and a that, the world can't handle and. The world can barely handle one thing. And so thanks to my daughter, who's now the CEO of my company at 18, she's grossed $1 million in a year since COVID at 18, just graduated high school. She's pretty spectacular. You met McKenna. She's taken all those lessons that she learned and put together. She's a systems and processes girl. And I will tell you that's, and then she's like, Mom, put your spin gym over here. We love that you do that. But right now I want you to focus on pitching and helping entrepreneurs get their message out. That's all you're going to do. And I'll tell you what, it was a big thing. So I started telling a lot of stories and Jill called me. I didn't know Jill. Jill found me on LinkedIn, but she liked my stories, right? Jill calls and she said, I'm doing this book. Will you tell me your favorite story? And I told her a story about a blind professor. And when I was in college as an actress, he gave me a lead in a play. And he said he saw all these things in me, Because when I was an ugly, goofy kid with broken nose and frizzy hair growing up, everyone was fixated on how big my thighs were and how I didn't look perfect. And when Professor David Richmond cast me the lead of this play, and he told me all the things he felt about who I was, he was 100% legally blind.
Wow.
Changed my life, Jose, because I realized that maybe the good stuff for me was on the inside. And so there's lots of famous people in this book, from Sarah Blakely, who's our Spanx girl worth, you know, worth $1 billion, and all of the movie actors. And there's Mark Cuban, who you know. And I didn't know the book was going to be a four-color beautiful book. And then there's, wait for it. Some of our favorite soap opera actors from General Hospital. You know this guy, everybody knows Tony Robbins, right?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, I opened this and almost fell off my chair because there I am.
Nice.
And that's the story of, and it's just a very precious story. So I'm like, you know, books sort of come into my life. In the middle of the night, a guy pitches me. This is what a pitch will do for you. Gets on my LinkedIn. He says, I'm doing this thing called One Habit. Might want you to write a forward. You're a celebrity, blah, blah, blah. This is Steve right there. And his pitch was really interesting. Jose, you've been in compilation books, right?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't? Never?
No.
Oh, well, okay. So most of the big guys, I won't say who they are, but they'll charge thousands of dollars for a chapter to be in their book, and you leverage their celebrity, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, you know, I do this One Habit book. I'm like, okay. And it's like $400 to be in a chapter, and you get your own webpage. And then I'm like, it's how much money? $400. He said, I'm going to send you a couple of copies of the book. I'm like, that's not possible. That's like no money, given that most of the chapters are $2,000 to $5,000 to $8,000. He said, yeah, it's just what I do. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. And I said, do you have a book called One Habit for Entrepreneurial Success? He had one habit for like overcoming alcoholism, one habit for this, one habit for that. He was just starting. His website was beautifully designed. And I thought, he said, no, I don't have One Habit for Entrepreneurial Success. And I just really, when COVID hit, started to put my tribe together. My Facebook inner circle group is now 4,000 strong. And I was just building a sense of community like I had never done before. Maybe I needed to stop and get isolated. And it really helped my brain process. And they said, well, yeah, if you want to co-author that book. I said, well, how long does it take? He said, I need 100 authors in this book to make it financially feasible. I said, how long does it take most people to put that together? And he said, well, like 3 to 6 months. Jose, I said to him, I'm going to put that together in 24 hours. He's like, what? I said, well, they don't call me the queen of pitch for nothing. I put it out to my tribe of people. We have the world's largest book on entrepreneurial success. I have not only the 100 authors that I put in 24 hours, but then I went back to my celebrity friends, like the guy who played Hercules, Kevin Sorbo, the guys whose dad created Motown. I got a lot of celebrities in this book. And the way he says to use this book is you go like this and you look at a chapter, and this one is called Journal You're Grateful, written by a girlfriend of mine named Mary, or walking up with, and it's literally one little habit for success. Well, then he comes, and the book got printed in about a month and a half. Then he says, as COVID was winding down, he said, well, how about we do One Habit to Thrive in a Post-COVID World? I said, 100 authors, right? Jose, we thought of the title, and 18 days later, this was in my hands, fully printed.
That's the second one.
That's the second one. I got two more coming out. I got one about Clubhouse and one about thriving in a home office. Here's the cool thing. Everybody in here became a best-selling author, but all of these are best-selling books on so many chapters around the world. And he is literally launching a public company based on this, kind of like Chicken Soup for the Soul. Yeah. Only when you think about it, Chicken Soup is actually kind of a silly name, but it's a $1 billion brand.
I know.
One Habit, you know, I mean, you might want to, I keep coming up with titles. One Habit to Crush It with Crypto. That's one of my next ones. You might want to have One Habit for Being Successful While Sitting in a Chair. Mm. Maybe you interview 99 other people who are sitting in the chair and making magic happen.
Yeah.
You never know. You know, that kind of a book could be very impactful to a lot of people. And one of the next ones I want to do is One Habit for People Who've Lost Over 100 pounds. Mm. So, and the way he's done it is you write your chapter in about 45 minutes. He's got four questions. You answer it and boom, you're done. It's a very powerful concept.
Nice. Nice. Quick and easy turnaround.
I'll put you in touch with him. That could be cool.
Yeah, you know I love connecting with people. So
no,
listen.
But think about it. One habit for sitting in a chair, how to have huge obstacles, how to eliminate the biggest obstacles in life, or just something, how you become handicapped. Maybe it's not even just chair. Maybe it's how anybody deals with any massive physical obstacle. Uh-huh. I've got a couple of women on Clubhouse who are blind, one because of domestic violence. Yet they're on Clubhouse and living very thriving lives in spite of what most people would think would stop their life completely, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get on your Clubhouse one of these days.
I would love to do that. Clubhouse changed my life because I'll tell you what, I don't have to put on makeup.
That's that's awesome. Listen, Forbes, where can people find more of you who don't know you, right? Yeah, I mean, you know what's funny, Forbes? When I first met you, before we met again and you gave me the Mindset Disrupt idea, but when I first met you at that celebration down in Miami, we kind of locked eyes and you saw me and my wife and you said you wanted to give me a gift and you gave us a spin gym and we still have it here and we use it from time to time. And funny thing is that when I got it, I was like, my mom has been into fitness and health and stuff like that. So I went home and I was like, Mom, have you ever heard of a lady named Forbes Riley? And she was like, yeah, she's the one on, I seen her on HGTV a bunch of times back in the day. And I was like, yeah, she gave me this thing called the spin gym. And she was like, I have one. She actually had one from back in the day, Forbes. And she took it out. And she was like, I hardly use it though, because I have a hard time spinning it. So my wife and I literally sat there with her until she got it. And she uses it all the time too now. I just thought that was so cool that I met somebody that my mom knew many more years before I knew about you from when you were on TV. So that was just a cool little moment me and my mom had together. It was a beautiful moment. But for those who don't know who you are and that are listening to this episode, where can they find more about you? Where can they work with you? If they're working on a product or something that they want to, you know, perfect their pitch and get better, just like you just helped me out live on the show, where can they reach out to you at and get connected with you?
So my first name is Forbes, like the magazine, and my last name is Riley, as in the good life. And so you simply go to ForbesRiley.com and all my little buttons and all the places to go get training. By the way, and there's free gifts there as well. I always have, you know, free videos and downloads and inspiration. So I would go to ForbesRiley.com for all my information. But I'll tell you something, even if you don't have a product or a service, a pitch, I have a training, a little course I have called the Ultimate Pitch Formula. And it is just about how you introduce yourself. So for example, if I say, hey, my name is Forbes, Forbes Riley, Forbes is in the magazine. You're like, damn, that's impressive. That was just my name. But I also have this little formula, which goes something like your name, you know, why are you, what you are, you know, and how to, what's your credibility? And then how do we reach you? And when people do that formula, you're much more likely to get people following you or curious about you. And so I love teaching that as well. We teach live on Sundays. We have lots of courses and fun things to get involved in. And if you do have that product that you think can be a great infomercial home shopping, I've made millionaires. You literally, by the way, this little guy on home shopping, I would traditionally sell 10,000 a day. My biggest day of sales was 64,000 units in 24 hours. So you can make $1 million in a day. And that's a crazy thing. You have to be, you know, you have to be open to my coaching, but it's a brilliant thing.
It is. You are brilliant. And I love it. Spending those 2 days with you down in Miami was amazing. Getting to know you and vibe with you. It was amazing. Well, listen, Forbes, thank you so much for hanging out with me and my audience. Thank you for dropping those gems and those nuggets and giving everyone that little live exercise with me. So now that people, you know, just a little taste that you guys got right here, just not even a drop in the bucket of what Forbes is capable of doing with you and for you. So definitely reach out to her. I'll go ahead and put all that in the show notes anyhow. But Forbes, I love you. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show. We definitely have to do it again, maybe on your Clubhouse next time. But
I'm all for that.
Listen, I know you've been through a lot. You know, maybe people don't know what your story is. I heard a little bit of it down in Miami. It's a great story with some of the stuff that you've gone through. Just one last thing. What would you tell that person that's listening right now? Because the name of the show is I Won't Stop Until I Win. And you know, with COVID, there's a lot of people that's given up on their marriage, on life, on all different types of things. What would you tell that one person that's listening right now that may be feeling like giving up, that may be feeling a little undervalued, a little underappreciated, to keep on going, just kind of like Josh did when he got into that accident? What would you tell that person listening right now that would spark that fire under them again to keep pushing forward?
Well, number one, you are the sum of the obstacles you overcome. Right. And so, Jose, when I said about your intro, talking about you in a chair, I would assume that's a little bit of an obstacle. The way you handle it, the way you thrive in spite of that is what makes you now who you are. So if life happens for you, not to you, you don't get pissed off at the things that happen. Because I don't know about you, but I didn't sign up for the carousel ride. I didn't sign up to go round and round the same 24 hours every day, get up, go to work, blah, 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 get up, go to work, live for the week. That was never my ride. I signed up for the roller coaster. And if you're going to go up to the top, which I've had some great highs, I will tell you what, it's going to go down and you're going to have some massive lows. And you have to understand that it does go like that. It doesn't go down forever, unless you choose it to. You know, you can get off the ride at any point and then it never does get better. So I just hold a lot of faith that if I contribute every day, if I think a little more about other people, because life sometimes it's just crappy. but that happens to all of us.
That's right.
The
That's
determination right. about who you are is how you handle that, is how you, and if you can't handle it, hang out with people like us who can. Because I'll tell you what, I've been through murder, death, kid that I raised was murdered. I mean, I've been through some pretty serious shit. And I'm still here. So have you. We could have given up at any point, and that's fine. That's your right. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it is. I don't think that you put on this planet to give up. I think if you surround yourself with people who have a loser mentality and a broke mentality, you will definitely fall into that. Yeah. There are so many of us, from Les Brown to Tony Robbins. Tony was living in a one-bedroom apartment. Les was born on the floor of a project, okay? We were not anointed to be here. We decided to step up and lean in. It means that you sacrifice. It means that you give more than you get. But I'll tell you what, when you do that with your whole heart, when you give more than you get, you actually get more than you would ever imagine. Mm-hmm. Jose, the biggest gift for me during COVID was that I sat in this chair with these screens for 30 to 40 hours a week and taught what I know, did breakthrough training, uplifted others, had just inspired people to make money. I've got all kinds of secrets to make. I teach a class on Wednesdays called How to Make Money with Me. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's $15 a class. People ought to consider, go to my ForbesRiley.com and see what I'm talking about. Because there's all kinds of ways, now that the internet is here, to generate income. Let me get real about this. So my 17-year-old daughter hadn't graduated high school last year in June. She said, Mom, let's start this company, this coaching business. We launched a class for $19 a class. I didn't really have a whole system. And we started to build this, right? Jose, we launched it with 27 people that night with who paid $19. But I had this $9.97 upsell because I used to teach this other class. I offered it to all of those people that I was on the call with who just showed up for a $19 class. I woke up the next morning, there was $25,000 in my account. 25 people said yes. We built a business as we built the business.
Yeah.
That first month turned into $100,000. Jose, I'd never made any money online. I had no idea what it really, really took. $100,000. I'm like, McKenna, I'm like, you're 17. You haven't even graduated high school. How did we do this? But I kept standing there and over-delivering to people and teaching what I know. And the truth is, all of you have something to teach. Could you do that? So those little systems and processes, this little 18-year-old who turned 18 on December 4th has now in 12 months grossed $1 million on her own. You know what she did for me? Yeah. I didn't grow up with any money. I grew up, my mom had been held up in my house at gunpoint and they stole all of our jewelry. And I'm really weird about jewelry. In fact, anytime my ex-husband would give me something nice, I'd put it in the vault. He's like, how come you don't wear it? I'm like, I had this phobia that I eventually got over a little bit, but my daughter saw that in me. She's like, Mom, can you afford a nice ring or this or that? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, why don't you buy one? I don't want it. I don't want it. It was my weird mentality. I want it.
Yeah.
And she made a declaration when she was younger. She said, I'm going to get you a piece of jewelry every year for all the things that you've done for me. So with her own money this year on my birthday, she was shaking when she did this. She knew how much I wanted one, but it was weird. She bought that for me.
Oh, wow.
And it's real and it's insured and it's amazing. And we look at this, not that you need something like that, but she, it's like, Mom, we built something. I want everyone to know how close we are, that it was successful. And it meant a lot that she cared enough about me, because she'll tell you that one of the whole reasons she's doing what she's doing now, she can't wait to travel the world and go see, you know, but she's like, Mom, I'm stuck in the house with you. Let's make it matter. And how, let's make you happy because you suffered enough.
That's beautiful.
And it's been an amazing roller coaster, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, my friend.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Forbes, for closing on that note. That was a beautiful story. Great information. You have a beautiful smile. Keep shining. Yeah, that smile lights up a room. So keep on smiling. I love you too. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Forbes Riley, rock star in the flesh. Go and check her out, ForbesRiley.com. Check out all her stuff. Connect with her and see what she has going on. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And until next time, make sure that you don't stop until you win. Take care and God bless. Thanks everybody for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.